Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Have you ever thought about how fragile the world really is? Like how one little spark could set off a whole chain reaction. It's kind of scary when you think about it.
Yeah, it really highlights the interconnectedness of everything, you know? In today's world, even a seemingly isolated incident can have these massive ripple effects across the globe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of high-stakes scenario we're diving into today with Proxy War, this awesome action thriller by David Bruns and Olson.
Ooh, this is one of those books that really gets into the nitty-gritty of modern warfare, right? Where you've got these major powers trying to avoid direct conflict, but still jogging for position and influence.
You got it. So the story kicks off with this covert operation to take out a strategically vital railway bridge. And this act, sets off a whole chain of events, basically escalating into this full-blown proxy war between, guess who, the US and China.
Classic geopolitical rivals, right? I mean, it's a setup you see playing out in different ways all over the world.
For sure. And on the ground, we're following the CIA operative, Harrison Cole, embedded with local resistance fighters. They're going up against, the Chinese People's Liberation Army, the PLA. And the PLA, let me tell you, they are not messing around when it comes to technology and firepower.
So we get to see that clash between traditional guerrilla tactics and this cutting-edge military tech. It's a fascinating dynamic.
Totally. And meanwhile, back in Washington, D.C., you've got this whole other storyline unfolding. A new administration is dealing with all the political fallout from this escalating conflict. Decisions being made in those rooms can impact what happens on the ground thousands of miles away.
It's a reminder that these conflicts are never just about what's happening on the battlefield, right? There's always a bigger political game going on.
Absolutely. Okay, so what I loved about Proxy War, first off, the pacing is phenomenal. I mean, from page one, it just grabs you and doesn't let go. It's one of those books you just can't put down.
I like that. And it sounds like the authors have created a plot that's pretty intricate, keeps you guessing.
Oh, yeah. It's a really well-constructed plot with twists and turns you don't see coming. I mean, there were moments where I was like, whoa, where did that come from? And that's what makes it so gripping, right? You're
Yeah.
constantly trying to anticipate what's going to happen next.
Yeah, I bet. And it sounds like they do a good job of showing both sides of the conflict. Like, you get a real sense of the motivations and challenges faced by both the local fighters and the PLA.
Yeah, totally. And the authors did such an amazing job with the whole guerrilla warfare versus high-tech military strategies thing. It was so cool to see how the resistance fighters used their knowledge of the terrain and unconventional tactics to level the playing field against a much more powerful enemy.
That's the classic asymmetric warfare scenario, right? When one side has a clear advantage in terms of resources, the other side has to get creative to survive.
Exactly. Okay, so full transparency. There was one thing I found a little tricky at first, just the sheer number of characters and different storylines going on. It took me a minute to get everyone straight in my head.
Yeah, I can see how that could happen, especially in a story that's trying to paint such a complex picture of a conflict. There's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah, but to be fair, that complexity is also part of what makes the book so rich and immersive. You really get a sense of the scope of the conflict and how many different players are involved.
I see what you mean. So, all in all, what's your final verdict on Proxy War?
It's a total page turner. It's thrilling, it's thought-provoking, and it gives you this window into the realities of modern warfare. I'd give it a solid 4 out of 5 stars.
Sounds like a great read. I think a lot of our listeners would really enjoy it.
I think so too. And if you're interested in checking it out, you can find a link to buy Proxy War on Amazon down in the description below. And while you're down there, be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss out on any of our future deep dives into the sources that matter.
It really helps us out if you guys engage with the show.
Totally. And speaking of engagement, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. What moments or details from Proxy War really stuck with you? Head down to the comments and let us know.
Yeah, let's get a discussion going down there. Share your thoughts, your questions, anything that comes to mind. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone you think might enjoy it.
For sure. And with that, we'll wrap things up. Thanks so much for joining us today. And until our next deep dive, keep exploring and stay curious.
Always a pleasure having you all along for the ride. We'll see you next time.